have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It is Tuesday again. Believe it or not, it's Tuesday again. Time is going by like 90 going north. And it's amazing. We have and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. On your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live anywhere in the world. Anywhere. Anywhere, anywhere, anywhere. And it doesn't matter what you're doing and where you are, who you are. You can listen if you're not able to watch it live on as it's happening. You can podcast later as well. But you can be listening no matter, even if you're an illegal alien and you're trying to make demands on our government to get what you want, the right the kind of food, the kind of houses, the kind of protection, you want to be able to take bath as long as you want, make a demand, and the government is trying to obey your demand. You can be listening on the phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. Amazing, huh? My brand new biblical question this week. And it's a doozy. It is really a doozy. I think I have a question for a couple of my producers. My experts today. So I'm going to need, who should I have in? The Anchor Baby, my producer, Sean, and Joel Friday TV. And I have a question that it kind of came up in the office, but I'm like, experts are, the people love the experts, right? But anyway, my biblical question, what does evil look like inside of you? What does evil look like inside of you? What does evil look like inside of you? What does it look like? Have you ever wondered about that? What does evil look like inside of me? No, most of you have not wondered it. Because most of you don't want to know, you don't want to face it, you don't want to know yourself. Really, 98% of people do not want to know themselves. But anyway, it's Tuesday, believe it or not, and every Tuesday is probably my favorite week, country and western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Amazing.
Yeehaw. Y'all not going to believe this. This just occurred to me, too. This is not what I want to talk to the experts about. It just reminded me. So last night, there was a party in town. And Nick folks are here in town, his mama and two of his sisters. And so they had a party last night. And lo and behold, somebody showed up with their dog. I wish
what
someone would show up to my house for a party with a dog. They would not be allowed in.
I asked.
You asked?
Asked.
But they were too afraid to tell you no. People don't know how to say no. You can't bring no dog over here. Isn't that interesting? The dog, and Sean loved the dog.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm converting one by one.
You love the dog, Sean?
I love the dog, and the dog loves me.
That's true.
But you kind of grew up similar to the way I grew up. We had dogs, but they were not in the house. They were not running through. They were not eating out the dishes, and they were not in the bed. They were not like people.
Sean's yeah, correct. I did grow up similar to you in that I had dogs, but they were in the house.
Really?
And they were people, yeah.
Wow. That's because you're white. Yeah.
And I talk to them, and they talk to me.
That's right.
White people are a mess.
But Sandy, I mean, Sandy's special, you know.
Like
I invited Sandy.
Sandy is special like his owner.
His owner didn't even ask. I invited Sandy.
Wow.
And then he was like, are you sure?
Oh, you invited
yes
the dog
twice.
To your mama house?
Well, to the Airbnb they rented. They loved the dogs. We had dogs growing up. We had dogs in the house growing up. I always thought it was a little funny how their relationship with the dog.
How did they act with the dog last night?
Last night they loved Sandy.
They were standoffish?
Nick
no.
is being blocked by by the thing.
Hey, I'm doing my best here in this little corner in this little corner.
I mean, I'm trying to hide you.
Can we just take him off the horse? You can lead the horse, but just take him off the horse or no?
Let me see.
About to put a lasso
very
around
carefully. That's good. That's good.
And then we can put him back on there after. Yeah, that should be good. He could stand him up.
This is going to go bad.
I know. I feel like it.
Just put him down. Lay him down.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Perfect. That's good.
Do you play Jenga?
One monkey don't stop no show.
I think we should play Jenga.
I am Jenga.
Jenga. Okay,
like.
Now I don't have to lean.
Very nice.
Gerald, how did you feel about the dog being there?
I mean, I already knew he was coming.
Yeah, but how did you feel about it?
Well, Sandy is like a different type of dog. I'm used to dogs. I'm not really a big fan of animals or dogs.
Yeah, you keep that like me.
Yeah, I don't like the begging and then the licking and all that stuff. Like, it just drives me crazy. But Sandy, he sees that I don't like dogs and he don't like me. So we went about our way, minding our business.
They had an understanding.
I think dogs and cats know black people don't like them, so they still wait.
Probably. And I'm okay with it.
Because we give off a vibe.
Nowadays, people will call that a red flag.
Well, that's a real red flag.
Yeah. They'll be like, oh, my dog doesn't like you? Mm.
when I see. Yeah,
that's true, too. They'll look at you different.
Right, James, come here and turn this fan on. It get hot up in here. But your folks was okay with it.
Oh, yeah. They're into the dogs and all that. At the time, Hassan was walking his dog, so I told him, just come with him. Whatever.
I would never invite you to my house party. would you let your dog ride in your car?
He was in my car. Maybe I shouldn't say that. He was in my car, but they had to go in the back seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, because.
I wouldn't even let a dog ride in my car. In my truck, in my wagon.
Oh, yeah.
And it just doesn't make sense. It just, I think, I saw a woman this morning on one of the local TV channels, and they having a dog show somewhere, and she just kissing the dog. I'm like,
yeah.
Y'all take the joke too far. And then right after she kissed the dog used the bathroom and cleaned himself.
Oh, yeah. That's what typically dog? How it goes.
But anyway.
I wouldn't have a dog. Yeah. Hey.
Now, we're going to get you to... Sandy's going to get to you.
What?
Sandy's going to get to you.
Oh, my dear body. Oh, my grief. I want to ask... This morning, I ask. Oh, I said something like, people don't want to overcome... Well, how did I put that?
People don't want to drop their pain.
Oh, yeah. People... I noticed that people... don't want to drop their pain. I said it that way?
If I remember.
Huh?
Let go, maybe you said let go.
People don't want to let go of their pain?
You either said let go or drop something.
You remember, Sean, how I put it?
People don't want to drop their pain.
Oh, okay.
People don't want to let go of their pain. Yeah, one of those.
And is that true that people don't... we'll start with Joel. Joel is... one of my experts and the host of the Joel Friday TV Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then next to him is the American Anchor Baby Monday through Thursday at 12. And then on Fridays at 4, he's flying on 4, at 4 on Friday. And an expert here. And next to him is Sean, my producer, and an expert here. And next to him is... Hassan, an expert and audio engineer. What do you think when I say I notice that people don't want to drop their pain?
Well, there is an attachment to maybe the people's pain that they have. They'll complain about it, but they love the control it brings or the satisfaction it brings to them, or they love the chaos of it. They're just addicted to the pleasure of it. So I do think there's a lot of people who don't want to get rid of it for those reasons. But I also think that there's people who don't want to get rid of it. Not that they don't, but they just don't know how. So I think that there's just different types of reasons.
Do you want to drop your pain?
Right.
You do want to drop
right.
it? Why don't you drop it?
Because it's the aspect of not knowing necessarily why or how. So if I did, which I've done multiple times throughout my life, drop it and it come back. But I dropped it out of just like the idea that, oh, you should drop it, not truly understanding why or really understanding how to let it go.
Right.
So that's the only reason why it sticks on at this point in my life. Certain things.
Hate said, everybody look like they're in pain right now.
That's what I was going to say about pain.
And then, do you want to drop your pain?
Yeah.
Why don't you drop it?
I do. I think I just forget. I forget to drop it.
What do you mean?
Because all I know is how to hold
mean?
On.
I do, but I forget.
Because I feel like I have.
You
I
have?
I feel like I've come to points of I don't know, I don't even want to call it frustration, but just a point of just, wow, that's just giving up of just, I don't want to do this, be this, et cetera. And it at least it truly feels like I've dropped it and all that, but I think it's like, an immaturity and a lack of really knowing myself, because all I know is how to hold on, I guess, to certain things. And I don't really know. I don't really, really know that I can actually just drop anything. I've heard that, and I'm only really recently started to see that I've been, like, waiting for something. And that's what a lot of people do, especially here in the message. Like, we're waiting to drop something, waiting for this anger to go or something like that. And I'm seeing that.
So you waited to drop your pain? I understand what you're saying.
You follow me so far?
Yeah, I totally understand what both of you are saying about it. Yes, I do drop it a little bit. Drop it sometime, but I forget.
I just don't really know. I don't really know the depths of that I could just drop something, that I could just let go.
Right. How about you, Sean? Why don't you drop your pain?
I think it has something to do with me not wanting to admit that I'm wrong.
That's deep.
I think that's a big part of it, because if I stick with the pain, I get a feeling out of it, and that feeling feels real.
Yeah.
The pain feels real, and if I were to see it as it really is, I'd have to admit that I'm wrong, and I'd have to admit that the pain isn't real.
And why don't you want to admit that you're wrong, and so that you can just drop all pain?
Ego. You know, nobody wants to admit that. Me, I don't want to admit I'm wrong because of ego. You know, admitting you're wrong takes away the ego fulfillment of thinking you're right.
You know, we were talking about people with PTSD.
Right.
And it's like,
that's what made me think of that this morning. They brought up the PTSD thing. And
PTSD?
PTSD thing. And I realized when some people complain about, oh, he doesn't know what you're talking about. And I realized most people just don't want to drop their pain. They love their pain. They love their misery. Sean, how will you know God if you don't drop your pain? How will you know if you don't drop it so that he can save you from it?
I won't. I won't. But I've gotten better.
Right.
You know, compared to where I was 10 years ago, uh-huh. 15 years ago, it's like, you know, at least there's some steps in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. I know what you mean.
I'm not going the other way. Right, you know what I mean?
yeah,
that's good, right?
It is. Once you wake up a little bit, you can't go back to sleep. You may be fighting with the pain and don't know what to do with it, but you're not going back. That's for sure. Because you've had a taste of the light.
I can't see it any other way. I just can't see it any other way. But we're talking about dropping it completely, and it's like, why can't we?
Why don't you drop your pain, Hassan?
Man, it's such a... I'm over here just thinking. It's like such a deep question. You know, I think it's because, if I'm being honest, there's probably an element of me... Like, it's almost all that I know for sure exists. It's like, I know for sure pain and hell exists, because it's all I've ever known.
That's deep.
And
absolutely.
And maybe I don't believe that peace and heaven is possible. Meaning, like, obviously I don't, because I won't go all in. I won't let go of what I know for sure is real. Like, I know for sure hell is real.
Yeah. Every human being know hell is this.
Yeah. And it's like, and for some reason that feels better to hold on to than to dive into the unknown of peace or heaven. It's like, obviously that must be underlining, like, so...
It's so interesting to me now. It's like mind-blowing interesting that the one thing that you can drop just like that is the one thing that people won't drop. It's like when you tell people to go and forgive. A lot of people say, oh, no, I haven't done it yet. Or I'm afraid to do it. Or I don't want to hurt her feelings, especially with the mother. I don't want to hurt her feelings and things like that. But I'm like, well, the one thing that's going to free you up is go and forgive, but you won't do it. And I realized the same thing about the pain. ego pain, as I mentioned, ego pain, it's the one thing people won't let go. It's just the one thing they refuse to let go is the pain.
Yeah. I can relate this to the dog conversation, too. It's because, you know, I keep the pain around because I feel like it gives me a contrast. Like, I can see the two at the same time. You know, I have the pain, and then I can see what that other side, that better side, looks like.
Yeah.
And it's, like, comforting to have both of them. And you keep the dog around, you know, or any animals around because I like to see the contrast between what the animal life is like and the human life is like in the same environment.
What a
you
mess.
Know what I mean? I like to distinguish the two.
What a mess!
Like the PTSD person, that person, they have a story in their head.
And right. Every human being got a story, but the story is a lie.
And their story, and they don't even know it themselves. They're saying, I'm a strong Marine. I can't let go of the PTSD. Look what I went through. But it's silly. And I got a story. That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to relate to myself. That's how you keep. That's what you're asking about,
that
the pain and why we keep it.
That's such a good point, man.
The only way we know how to operate in life is with this story.
Yeah. The devil give everyone a story.
What kind of makes you feel important? If it makes you feel important if you have a story attached to it, and it also makes you feel a victim.
Yeah.
That also brings this type of satisfaction. But I think also that there's a renewing of the mind that only God can do that clears people up to, this is what I think, that clears people up to let go of certain things. So for me, I feel like it's the things that I'm still holding on to is because I just don't know, I don't have the insight and the wisdom to let it go. So if I let it go in the sake of just dropping it, it's going to be a pretense. It's not going to be real. So I feel like I don't even know if we really can just let it go opposed to letting God's insight renew our mind to allow us to understand that we really, it's not really
us. But you can really
let
it go right now. You can let it go at this very point and never have to deal with it again.
I don't think so.
No, I'm telling you, you can.
Well, then why isn't anybody, here walking on water then?
Because they don't want to. The pain, they love feeling the pain. Yeah. But I promise you,
I get what you're saying, but
every human being that want to let it go can let it go right now.
How?
Because it's been finished. Hassan, tell him how. And then Sean, I'm sorry, let me go to Hassan first, and then you, and then here, then we're in it. Tell him how to let it go right now.
Yeah.
I talk about it all the time recently.
Yeah, I mean, letting the anger go and doubting the thoughts, right?
Don't say right, man.
Letting the anger go.
You're an expert. Don't say right at the
end.
I'm talking
to my experts here.
And speaking of experts, now that we're talking about that, I just watched a bunch of experts on CNN and everything. And it's really a dig to call us experts because experts are complete idiots.
But even the CNN experts don't say right at the end.
I know. Sean, tell them because of time. Tell them how.
Well, I kind of feel like this is what Joel is saying, is that you do it by realizing that you can't do it. You drop it by realizing that you can't drop it. You do it by realizing that you have no power to do it.
Tell
anyway.
Them. Tell them how.
Like this. This is how you drop it.
Yep.
Like this.
Yep.
If you're not watching, let me describe it for you. You watch those thoughts because the only thing you're holding on to is the thoughts in your head. And the thing about the reason I don't let go of them is because I'm evil, man. I got this story, and I try and like keep it.
Amazing.
You feel me?
Hey, so I was right.
Tell them how.
I feel like only God has to renew the mind because we can say all the things about forgiveness and we can say about anger and say all those things. But if we don't truly understand what they mean, then you're not going to understand how to drop them. But you tell us so then I
can. The way you drop it is be conscious of it. That's all. If you are conscious of it, you're done with it. If you're stop going unconscious, you're done with it.
But could I push back on that?
Yeah.
Even, but we still can't even stop being unconscious.
What? Yes, you can. Yeah,
because
yes, you can.
You still have to understand what stop being unconscious means in the first place.
Stay present.
Right, but that
really,
even takes
that's all it is.
Right, but that even takes an understanding of knowing that why the presence is important. Because
what?
because if you're just saying like
don't
being
the present, don't give them an excuse. That's what the devil does.
No, but
I'm telling them right now, if you stay conscious, you never have to worry about the pain again.
But
it
that's
will be
not,
gone.
We all know what that means.
Sounds good. But that still doesn't mean that's going to work.
But you know what that
no,
means.
No, it will work. Because you're with God and you're conscious, you're present with God, and in his presence, there is no pain. It's like what Nick was saying earlier.
You're right. You're
that
right.
It's just a story in your head before. Yeah. It's just story, but those stories disappear when you stay conscious.
That's true. I agree with that. But I'm just saying that we can't just make that happen and drop it.
Yes, you can.
No, because you can't. Or everybody will be just walking on water.
They don't want to.
Well, I don't think that
anyone
that's
anyone that doesn't drop it, they don't drop it because they don't want to drop it.
I disagree.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because
so God is lying then, huh?
Well, why does it have to be that guy? What makes
he the one said
well, what
it.
Makes you so sure that you have it?
Same thing. It's just
no, because if I'm being completely honest to this point, is there's still a little bit of the false power that I get from believing the thoughts and from believing the story, like Nick is saying, that I don't want to let go, that I still enjoy this. Like, if I'm being honest, like there is an element of it where it's like I enjoy this.
Absolutely.
I just look at my day. I just think about my days,
absolutely.
How they go. And even it's like, sorry, I cut you off. No, I thought you were done. My bad.
Even with the free will thing, like I parrot Jesse every day when I tell people, you don't have free will. You don't have free will. But then I still try to control things in my own life. So intellectually, I can say it, but I'm still living with thinking I do have it in a sense because of, like, power and not letting go. So anyway, but.
Amazing.
I just want to say quickly that when I just look at my day, just look at my days as they go. Chunks of my day, I'm like, I want to be aware. I want to be free. But chunks of my day, I give to my mind, and I'm like, I'll be aware later. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. let me ask.
I've been giving a lot of people. I've been giving people the clue. I'm like, here's what you do: when you walk through a room, be aware of yourself going through the room, or be aware of yourself getting in your car, or just be aware because it's the awareness that changes everything, because it's the awareness that comes from God, and everything is already done. Christ came. The devil has been defeated. This illusion of a head has been defeated. It's all been defeated. It doesn't. It's not even real. It's an illusion. But people won't even do little simple things like be aware, walking and getting
in the car. The thing about that is that seems like that's my like life now. That seems like that's my life now.
What?
Constantly being like, oh, my God, I'm realizing I'm not aware or like my mind's crazy. I feel like that's my constant life. But if I'm just honest, there's still... That's not, like, my total life, I guess. Like, my day goes to other things. But I feel like that's my life now.
When you say your day goes to other things, what do you mean?
Meaning, like, I look forward to distracting myself. Oh, I'm going to watch this thing or play this game or something. You know what
I mean? Oh, I see.
And I still kind of like those things, right? And I'm in an unconscious way, I think.
Right.
But that seems like my life. I'm just being honest about the part that it's not. Anyways.
Amazing. Well, here's what I recommend. I want those who want. I understand. I totally understand. Kind of what Hassan was saying. Most people don't want it, and they'll fight you on it. They don't want to hear that you'll be free just like that. They just don't want to hear, right?
Could I ask them
real quick? But for most of those who want it, and a few that does, practice being present. That's all you do. Always practice being present. Instead of in the illusion. Yes, sir.
If that's true that we can just drop it, are all your issues gone? If that's true.
Yes.
All your issues that you don't struggle, I mean not struggle, but you don't, none of your issues are that you have are exist.
They don't even exist.
Right, but you don't still have stumbling blocks or you don't still misstep here, or you don't still go unconscious or nothing like that.
No.
You don't ever?
No.
Okay.
No, and you don't have
amazing.
To ask them right now.
But that's not, you're not being truthful.
Thank you. Back in a moment.
I have
what
books
do you mean,
that
man?
Are amazing.
I
highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not
started a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Welcome back, 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. I have one other quick question for my experts, and then we'll be done with the experts. And Hassan, I want to play this soundbite. This is where the illegal aliens are demanding from our government to give them what they want and the way that they want it. And I'm like blown away by this. I think I'm blown away by it. I might not be blown away by it because I see what type of government we have now. So I might not be totally blown away by it because I see the kind of government we have, but I wanted to hear from my experts about this. And remember I said my country's gone, right? I want you all to hear this. I thought it was bad when we had the Allahu Akbar people bring them into our country, and then they are saying death to America. I thought that was it. And nothing else bad I can hear. But then I heard this. This is illegal alien demands. This is from New York Post. Denver Mayor Mike Johnson has dealt with a flood of 40,000 migrants, which is illegal aliens, since last year. And now one encampment of migrants is demanding a list of requests before they agree to move to a shelter. Watch this.
This encampment behind me, the migrant encampment that you see behind me in Central Park, they have made a list of demands, about 13 of them. That was made just a couple of days ago. Of course, they've been living here for the past couple of weeks or so. And on top of that, the group says that if their demands are met, they will voluntarily stay in city-funded shelters and leave their encampment where families, including young children, still live in tents. The list of demands from the migrants includes better food, as they have had grievances about the food provided by the city. They additionally want similar benefits to those in shelters, such as being put on a path towards a work permit.
They're not receiving any kind of official housing or
they have an advocate.
Immigration document support, which is incredibly necessary for them to be able to navigate the bureaucracy around these systems.
Other demands include shower access that will be available without time limits and can be accessed whenever needed. Medical professional visits that will happen regularly and referrals for specialty care will be made as needed, too.
Wow. And they got an Allahu Akbar flag encampment. But that ain't all. This is one other part to this story, then I'll let my assertion. You thought that was bad, and it is. This is from the New York Post about the same story. in March, Denver property owners were asked to open their homes to migrant families amid the closure of 4 shelters due to budget costs. Watch this from Fox.
The mayor's actually taking their demand seriously and wants you to be a good sport and let them stay at your house.
A single mom with a spare bedroom in her house, she felt a call to help.
Why aren't you doing something? You know, that's in my heart. That's what I was telling myself.
Family was nervous at first about the idea of taking in strangers.
Some of the greatest things that, you know, that you do or have done has been involved with some risk. We cooked meals together. We cleaned house together. You know, we just were a community with each other.
I want you to think about this. That evil mother female called the shelter, according to the report, and said, yeah, we'll take some in our house. And the husband allowed it to happen with his family there, too. And he allowed it to happen.
What the?
You don't know these people, where they come from? He put his own family at risk because he couldn't say no to his wife. And she called up the shelter. Hassan, you say?
It's just unbelievable. It's unreal. I'm speechless.
John, you say?
I think the fact that she said the phrase, in my heart, that's what I was telling myself. She said that at some point. She was like, in my heart, that's what I was telling myself. That just says it all.
And
also, the first clip, you know, once you hear, remember UpTalk?
Yeah.
Once you hear that, yeah, you can't unhear it. Yeah. You hear it all over the place. The first lady in the first clip was like, these lists of demands that they want, it's so, I don't want to say nauseating, because I don't really feel anyway, but it's...
I know what you mean.
It's insane because that way of speaking lets everyone know that she thinks she's better than you.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And they be bowing their head like this. You know what I mean? You understand? You know, I'm saying that they should get free water, free this, free, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? All right, shut up. Amazing, you say?
I think I heard of a woman who took a refugee in and got killed by one.
I don't blame
you. Wrong about that.
But she deserved it.
America doesn't want to drop their pain either, you know, or the politicians or whatever. I mean, it's quite easy. Imagine, you know what? People would look at that and call that a crisis. Imagine someone comes into your house and says, give me a list of demands, and you call that a crisis. What are we going to do? Just drop it. How about kick them out? But okay.
Yes, to think, though, these people came here illegally. And now they're demanding that we, with our money, taxpayer money, give them what they want. You say?
I say that these people who are coming in, they're living better than the actual taxpayers and hard workers in cases. Especially in L.A., especially with the prices going up in L.A., there's people who are working like jobs and barely getting by who are living less than these people who come in and, you know, don't have to work. Or even the homeless people in these, like, bluer cities are living better than the taxpayers. And they get this free Medicare, free Medi-Cal, while the taxpayers can't even qualify to get on the free Medicare that the taxpayers are paying for. So it's all jacked up.
You can hardly afford a chicken sandwich from McDonald's.
Can I back?
And the little chicken sandwich, this small.
Right.
And you kind of, but they get it. They get double.
For free.
Right. Can I beg on the streets for Bond? I think I'd be really good at it.
Maybe.
I've been watching the beggars on the streets and watching their moves and how they work the shifts and how they lie. I think I could be really good at it.
No.
I've been studying them.
It's not true that bankers can't be choicy anymore.
That's true.
It used to be bankers can't be choicy. Last word.
It's a mess. That's it.
Last word.
Last word.
Last word.
One more thing about the whole previous argument we were having. You know, the fact that we have to – this is what I keep saying about words. The fact that we have to use words is confusing enough and we're, like, forced to lie. When you say that you can do it, you can drop the pain, that's where the confusion is. Because once you are really conscious, you realize that you can't do it. So you have to say, you know, if you want it, you can do it. You have to say that to communicate.
Right.
But
right.
Everyone knows it's not you who's doing it. And that's what you realize when you're conscious. So that's the you guys are saying the same thing.
But what's so interesting is when you're conscious, you realize that you have never been in pain.
Yeah.
You have never. Even the idea that we've been in pain is an illusion.
It's fake. But you guys are just getting caught up. You're saying the same thing, but you're just getting caught up.
I get what you're saying. No. I get what you're saying. We are conscious, and when you're conscious, nothing exists. I agree with that. But the part I disagree is the fact that we can choose to be conscious. Because if we have no choice, like you always say, then we can't choose to be conscious. So,
amazing.
That's just
well, just keep on living.
Okay.
Hassan, you had the last word already?
No,
Sandy's real chill, and that's all I got to say about that.
Based. Sean is
last
king.
Last word, Hassan.
Yeah, McChickens are like $5 now, so it's, I hear you.
I just can't get over the. I mean, I can because I understand. That in our country now, who thought that something like this can happen, that illegal aliens can come into our country and not only put up Allah or Abla flag, which means they're not with us, but demand what they want and then get it. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that? Really? How do grown people allow that to happen? How did the government get so... Well, I know that. It's kind of what all your guys were saying. The government want power and money. They don't care. But just think about that. We have people in our country, our enemy, telling us death to America. Death. That means kill us. And then illegal coming in and telling us...
Why are you pointing at me when you said that?
Good point. Illegals coming in telling us what they want. How does things get that way? And then as we move forward in San Francisco, and I don't have time to do it now, but they're giving out wine and vodka and free beer to the homeless. I'm moving to San Francisco.
Turn me into a drinker.
San Francisco might be worse. Though.
You get free drinks over there.
And drugs.
Free.
Beer doesn't sit well with me now. Sorry, I shouldn't have said it like that.
What?
Oh, beer.
Anyway, it's I'm just. And then in our country, the working class people, they are struggling to own, as Joel was saying earlier. To get Medicare and jobs and things like that, food. And these people demanding stuff and getting it. What happened?
I saw a video online of a homeless person who had a good strategy, I think. He had different bowls for different religions, and he had a sign that said, which religion gives the most?
He had different bowls?
Bowls.
What?
Bowl.
Oh, bowls.
Yeah, yeah. And he had like a bowl for Christians and a bowl for Muslims, and he said which religion gives the most. Whoa. And he got, you know, the competition.
Wow,
that's deep.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's funny.
So
I'd
funny.
Give that man money. I give like funny or smart homeless people money.
But y'all
or,
don't seem to be as stunned by this as I am.
I was molded by it.
Yeah.
You merely adopted the nastiness.
That's Bane.
This is Bane.
Oh, man. Yeah. Anyway, let me hear from my experts, folks.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. When I say that my country is not coming back, it's not coming back. It's not coming back. It's over. Now, it's up to you to believe that or accept that. I'm not trying to force you. But my country's not coming back. But you can still be free in spite of all the stuff that's happening in the world, because the world is the Old Testament. You can be free and still have perfect peace right here on earth. But you got to work on you. You got to be, work on you. You are your world. Let me go to Sharon out of Virginia. Sharon, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Sharon.
I can barely hear you.
Hold on a minute.
So I have a couple questions.
Sharon,
and I appreciate your chat on entitlements today.
Sharon, hold on 1 minute. Don't hang up. I'm going to let get your phone clear, and I'm going to come back to you. Do not hang up. Emmanuel out of California. Emmanuel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How you doing, man?
All is well. A little louder for me.
What's up?
Speak up a little louder.
Oh, okay. How about now?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Jesse, I have a question. When you talk about to not hold any thought, but then you also have said that you should hold all thoughts into captivity. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Oh, meaning that you should watch them. Don't hold on to them. Don't try to control them. But you need to watch them so that they can be taken away from you.
Okay.
Be aware of them.
Gotcha.
And if you stay aware of them, because some people go unconscious, but if you stay aware of them, they will be taken away from you, because you're going to realize that you were never your thoughts, and you never had pain, and you never had worry. It was never you, but you just thought it was you because, as the anchor baby was saying, you had a story in your head, and that story was a lie. It's never been true.
Okay. All right. And how about when you have thoughts, but you want to analyze to see if these are more like practical thoughts? They're not just thoughts that are just coming into your head from other sources. You know what I mean?
I don't understand that.
So, for example, let's say I was thinking earlier in the day about something because I was working on something, maybe on my business or whatever.
Right.
And then later on in the day, a thought came into my head about something that I was thinking about earlier in the day. Would that be still a practical thought, or is that now is that something else?
And so are you saying that early in the day you were working on your business or something, right, your project, and then...
Yeah.
And then you finish at some point working on that project, or you stop working on that project at some point during the day, but then later in the day you thought about that project again?
Correct, yes.
And that's what you're saying? Are you saying that?
Exactly. So let's say I was trying to think. Yeah.
So that's a practical thought. That's fine.
Okay. All right.
All right,
cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's it. Just thank you.
You're welcome. 888-7753-773. Let me try Sharon again.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
I'm sorry it didn't work the first time. Hopefully it'll work this time.
No, it's all well now.
Good. I appreciate your conversation on entitlements this morning. It kind of goes along with my question. So, let's say that you've worked all your life and you are in the neighborhood or you're in a room and you're conscious and you're aware that everyone around you is jealous of what you have or have earned in your life. And you feel it and you work through the pain and you just move forward and live your own life and notice that there is this undercurrent, just like we see in the news today, that they feel entitled or they expect something or they have the right to take something from you. You know, what's the moral high ground here?
Number one, don't resent them. They know not what they're doing. They can't see. I promise you that. They cannot see. So even if it's members of your own family, your friends, or your neighbor, your enemy, whatever, right? Just don't resent them. And then you will see how to just continue to live your life, because you can't do anything about what someone else think or feel. Or should you even think about what they're thinking of or feeling? That's on them. It's in their world. It has nothing to do with your world. So just stay away from anger, because there's never, ever, ever, but never, never, never a time or reason to be angry. Human beings cannot help themselves. They know not what they do.
I totally agree with you. But it just seems like what we see in the news today. You know, if there's one of them, then they just go and get a bunch of other ones, and they just start multiplying, and then this whole undercurrent builds up, and you're just trying to live your life.
But if you understand that, that's whatever they're doing and whatever army they build against you, it has nothing to do with you. Why would you be bothered by it?
Well, I'm not, because I'm living my life, and they're the ones that have the problem, and so I just let them, you know, do their thing, and I just go about my way, but I feel the undercurrent. And it's like we see in the Bible, you know, where, you know, Christ had these gifts that his Father had given him, and people were jealous of him, enough to put him to death.
What undercurrent are you feeling? Because it sounds like this is happening to you. What undercurrent are you feeling as a result of this happening to you?
It feels like gaslighting.
I don't know what that means.
It just feels like they'll take the smallest thing and try to make the biggest issue out of it. And, you know, if it's trash cans, if it's, you know, dogs, if it's the dog pooping in your yard, just the little things just to keep annoying or picking at you or trying to put you down or make you feel bad in some way.
But why are you feeling an undercurrent about it?
I'm not. I'm just aware of it. That's the problem. But, I'm more aware of it now than I ever was.
But you said that you are feeling an undercurrent. I don't know what that means.
It just means I'm more aware of, you know, there's not one of them, but there's two of them, and I just feel the energies.
And are you bothered by it at all?
You know, I don't feel better than them. I feel indifferent about it. I don't feel better than them. I just go about my routine. I don't even pay them any attention. Like I said, it's their problem, not mine.
Well, I don't quite understand how you're dealing with it, but I do, because of time here, I do want to encourage you that watch what you're thinking and feeling about it. And if you're feeling an undercurrent or you feel anything or even think about it, then that means it's something that you need to overcome, because the devil is operating you, and he's operating outside of you, inside of others. And he want you to feel an undercurrent or be mad or argue with not only the devil in your own mind, but he wants you to argue with the devil inside of others.
Okay, I got you. It's like a trigger. I got you.
All right. Thank you, Cher.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Oh, thank you. I had to hang up. Sorry about that. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Hey, you can come here to Hate News. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Storms, or several storms, blowing through. And Ukraine propaganda. Blinken is in Kiev. Maybe he should stay there. And Gaza drama. Is the Rafah invasion imminent in defiance of evil Biden? And Michael the Rat Cohen ran his mouth in court for 5 hours against his ex-boss Trump. Traitor. And abortion law drama in Arizona. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It's Country and Western Tuesday, May 14th, 2024 AD. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls for hour two. But first, fake news on fake news. Another round of powerful storms drenching the waterlogged south, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, causing at least two deaths, they say, as it threatens the region with yet another wave of damaging winds, flash flooding threats, and potential tornadoes. So watch out. Be safe, people. And Secretary of State, joke of one, Antony Blinken arrived in Kiev today. That's in Ukraine. Marked the first visit of a Biden administration official to Ukraine following the long-delayed passage of the U.S. supplemental funding to the war-torn country. And they want to tear it apart with war even more, the State Department announced. Well, they didn't mention that, but that's what I say. Antony Blinken is meeting Ukrainian unchristian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He will deliver a speech to highlight the U.S.'s continued support, the establishment's anyways, for Ukraine across the board, including militarily, economically, in the energy space, and on so-called democratic institution building. What a mess. What a joke, according to a senior U.S. official. The visit comes as Russia continues their new push into northeastern Ukraine after making several major advances there over the past week, marking Moscow's most significant gains, making gains, Russia, since Kiev's forces recaptured Kharkiv in late summer of 2022. And I'm not on Russia's side, FYI. I'm not on any side. Gaza drama. The evil Biden administration has assessed that Israel has amassed enough troops on the edge of Rafah in southern Gaza to move forward with a full-scale incursion in the coming days. Still, senior U.S. officials are currently unsure if they have made their final decision, Israel, to carry out such a move in direct defiance of so-called President Crooked Joe Biden. So say two of your senior officials to Commie Nonsense Network. The Black on the Inside White House believes that an Israeli ground offensive in Rafah would be a mistake and is urgently working to help Israel and Hamas reach a ceasefire deal and secure the release of hostages. The U.S. has urged Israel to continue its military operation, connect its military operations to a clear end game for its war against Hamas. Dirty Cohen. Prosecutors will seek to build on the so-called testimony of their star witness, Michael Cohen, the rat. He's their star witness. Sounds like a dud to me. He's returning to the stand today. So blah, blah, blah. He talked roughly 5 hours of so-called testimony yesterday, Monday. Michael Cohen, the rat. Abortion in Arizona. The Arizona State Supreme Court delayed enforcement of the state's recently revived 1864 ban on abortion. So-called 1864 ban. It's before the Civil War or something like that, around that time. According, old laws are good laws. According to an order filed Monday, the order allows for a 90-day stay requested by the state's so-called attorney general. Arizona Democrat governess Katie Hobbs, she signed a repeal of the ban May 2nd, but that won't go into effect until 90 days after the legislative session ends, so reported Commie Nonsense Network. Arizona's legislature is currently in session, meaning the so-called Civil War era abortion ban could come into effect for a brief period. Abased! They should make it stay in place. Make sure you catch all of the Jesse Lee Peterson Network shows that you would like to by going to jesseleepeterson.com/show/network, or scroll down to the network section or click on that network thing there, and you'll find all of our links. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5773-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. It's a doozy. What does evil look like inside of you? What does evil look like inside of you? What does evil look like inside of you? That's the biblical question for this week. Also, if you're like busy running around, exercising, whatever, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can listen to the show by calling the listen line at, watch me. I remember the number, I think, 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Amazing. I had a rough time with that number, boy. To donate, and we're going to get to your Super Chat. To donate to have your Super Chat read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Buymeacoffee.com/Jesse. No, JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond Cash App. JLP Bond Cash App. All right? It's Tuesday. It's the second hour of the show today. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Speaking of
amazing.
Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday. In the first hour, we talked about, with my ex-person and I, we talked about how in Denver, Colorado, the homeless people are there now. Over 40,000 of them, at least 40,000 of them, and they are demanding from Denver what they want. What they want. The kind of food they want, how long they want to shower, they want this and they want that. They have an advocate for the homeless there in Denver. And then we showed you in Denver, according to the New York Post, where in Denver, they're asking the families of these homes to let the illegal alien into their homes. And some of them are dumb enough to do it. At least one family, dumb enough to do it. And the father is allowing the mother to do it. I guess that was the father. And his children are there. These are illegal alien strangers. But she failed to do it. She just felt it. That's from Satan. And then when something happened to that family, when something happened, who are they going to blame then? You said you felt it in your heart to make the call. You can't blame anyone but yourself. You see how you're being set up by evil? That ain't love. You're going to put your own family at risk with strangers from an illegal alien land. You don't even know them. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. I just can't. I understand it because I understand how evil works now. But evil is evil to the core, to the core, to the core. All right? But I just never knew or thought or imagined that something like this could happen in my country. I never thought that my country could become in the so-called blue cities or red cities. I didn't know that my country can become so destructive. I didn't know that the law of the land would one day go totally against the law-abiding citizens of the land and protect the lawbreakers. And I wonder, what happened to, I even include myself, what happened to we the people that we allow these things to go out of control like this? We allowed this to happen. And what happened to the men that they allowed this to happen? This stuff just don't happen by itself. Somebody have to allow it to happen. And it's getting worse. And our government has completely, it's all for the vote and the money, perceived power, right? The government has truly become mama to the homeless, people. And they're doing it for the vote and for the money and for the so-called prestige. Amazing. You think that's bad, what's happening in Denver? And it is. I'm still, when I say that, I'm like, how did we lose control of a country like this? How did the people vote, and why did they vote in the people who are against them? They defund the police. Think about that. They took the police away. They said, okay, we're not going to fund the police anymore. No more police. So that you can't have any protection. And you can't even have a Second Amendment protection. And you said, okay, we'll still vote for you. I look at this female that they voted for in Los Angeles, the mayor of L.A. Nobody in their right mind would have voted for her. So am I saying that everybody was out of their mind? Yes. Karen Bass isn't worth the water she totes. And they voted for her over a man that was running, a Republican. I think he's a Republican. They voted for Karen Bass, and look what they are getting in L.A. now. The people get the kind of government they are. They get the kind of government they deserve. And then they'll turn around and vote for her again. They'll vote for the same out-of-control government in California and all over. You think that's bad from Denver, and it is? This is from Fox. A $5 million pilot program bringing free beer, wine, and vodka shots to San Francisco homeless alcoholic aims to relieve the city's emergency services. So I want, before I play it, if you're homeless now in San Francisco, and according to this report, you're going to get free beer, free wine, free vodka. I wonder when they have a little orange juice with that. Watch this from a California insider.
Instead of giving them orthodox treatment, they give them shots of vodka or beer. And this supposedly calms them down, makes them feel good, and is less of a strain on the emergency services and the cops and everything else to pick them up off the street. So it's treating these alcoholic people with alcohol. But this is typical San Francisco. We really don't want to get rid of these people, I don't think, because too many people are going to be out of work. That's what's really behind it. Keep these people addicted to alcohol, and there will be jobs for everybody. Why not use that $5 million to treat those 20 people for their alcoholic addiction in a way that reduces the addiction, not perpetuates it? Well, the impact is you have an institutionalized homeless population that you're never going to get rid of, that are now enslaved to you, that now owe their living to you, the politician. That's the impact.
Amazing. And yet they vote for the same government. It's the government that is doing this with the homeless people, and then it's the homeless people weakness that it's just that the homeless people love being victims because they get all this stuff free and now they spoil. But it's the government that giving it to them, and then it's the people who voted for the government that would give away their tax money to them so that they can stay in power. I don't know. I would do what you want. I would encourage you to work on yourself as an individual. I will come into the New Testament and live from within. Live from within. Live free of fear and doubt and worry and anger. You could be free. You could be free right now if you want to. You really, because in reality, you're already free. You just identify with the wrong self, the wrong spirits. That's all you're doing. And then you're loving the pain of the spirits, calling them you. You're free. You can have paradise on earth because you're already in hell on earth. You're already in hell on earth. Anyone that has anger has fear, has anger, has fear, have fear, has anger. You're in hell. And it's going to get worse because I don't care what anyone says. The Old Testament is alive and well right here on earth. And I understand now when Christ came, he created a new kingdom. A new kingdom I give to you. And that kingdom is hidden away from the children of the lie, from the children of evil. I don't care if you're Christian children of evil, because anyone that has anger, you're evil. You're evil. If you feel something about anything, I'm not talking about physical pain because you're not your body. I mean spiritually. If you feel something, that's you being evil in your world. Like I was talking to Sharon earlier, a caller, she's feeling undercurrent. And she's feeling that undercurrent from people being jealous of her. She was saying that people were jealous and the neighbor and people like that. That's still a feeling inside of you. And no one else is to blame for that. It's inside of your world. There is a new kingdom is within. And it's been, you can overcome it. You can overcome it, especially when you realize it's not you. Those are identities, spirits, and evil that's in you. And they want you to be mad. They want you to be emotional. They want you to fight them. Because other than that, folks, either you're going to be still and stop fighting with the devil inside of you, or you're going to fight with the devil inside of you and outside of you, inside of others. Because things are going to get worse in the Old Testament of this world. It's going to get worse. This is already happening in broad daylight. Not at night, but in broad daylight. This is from the Dallas News. I want everybody to take a moment and just watch this. Really, I want you to see this and realize we're living, you are living in the Old Testament. You're living in the Old. Anyone that has anger is living, and you're subject to the Old Testament. And you're walking around earth in fear, all in the name of Jesus in some cases. This is happening in broad daylight right now. This is from the Dallas News. Authorities are asking for the public's help to identify two people who robbed a mailman in Addison's earlier this month. Watch this.
Surveillance video shows the female postal carrier putting items into a mailbox in front of a home in Dublin Monday afternoon around 4:30, when suddenly a masked man followed by a second person comes up from behind her. The postal worker, who asked not to be identified, describes being robbed at gunpoint.
Somebody came behind me and boom, just hit me and put a gun to the back of my head. And he said, "Give me your keys. You don't want to die, do you?" I go, no. So I reached in and got my keys, gave him my keys, and he goes, "Where's your phone? You got 2 minutes."
The carrier went to the mail truck to get her phone and handed it to the armed robber while fearing the worst.
"Oh, my God, I'm going to die."
But the two men ran away after taking the keys to mailboxes and the truck, along with her cell phone. She went to a neighbor for help in calling 911.
Remember when it was okay to go for the mailman to drop off the mail? Remember when it was okay to have a mailbox outside of your home on the sidewalk there, and the mailman just drive by and drop the mail in? It's gone now. It is gone now. Sean, do I have that story where this woman was raped in broad daylight? Yeah, I want that. Remember that? Some of you don't remember the good old days. Mailboxes used to be outside. They used to drop off milk, not the most often, but the milkman used to come by up in Gary, Indiana, when I lived up in Indiana and in East Chicago. They would drop off milk every morning. And that milk was so good, too. No more dropping off the milk. No more dropping off the mail. And they take the keys from the mailman, and they go into those boxes that have unlocked the key, and they steal the mail. In broad daylight, no problem. Ain't no cops coming, no how. No problem. And there is not an urgency to bring the cops back to work. Have you noticed that? Zero urgency. They got to give the homeless people some wine and vodka. And it's getting so bad that the law-abiding people just don't know what to do next. I want to show you something that's absolutely pitiful. Pitiful. I want to encourage you, those who want it, and I understand most people don't want it. Most people love their hell. They love their misery. They love wishing hell upon other people. They get a thrill from it because they feel like life. I want to show you something that is pitiful. And this is for, it's just pitiful. People are putting homemade signs in their cars and businesses. They're putting homemade signs in their cars and businesses. You might ask why? Watch this photo.
Please don't steal my car. I am 20 years old and I bought this car on my own. And it means the world to me. I am poor.
Isn't that amazing? No more cops going to drive by now. No more daily police patrol. Homeless people everywhere. And it's okay for them to break in your car. Now you got to park your car and beg them not to break into your car. Because the police were taken away. Remember when Black Lives Matter, radical Black Lives Matter, worse than the KKK came around? They got rid of the cops. And the people said, yes, let's get rid of the cops. Police brutality. And you fell for the lie. And you fell for the lie. May God have mercy on my country. There's one sheriff down in Florida I just found out about. He's like, he ain't playing. He ain't playing this mess. He letting you know, you come down here to Florida, you can expect to be dealt with. You can cry mama if you want, but you can expect to be dealt with. It used to be that way all over the country. Fox News reported, and this is that law and order cop I'm talking about.
Oh, there's one more and picture. You want me to show?
Oh, and there's another picture?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, let me see it.
Single mother owned. Please show mercy. This is all I have.
Isn't that something? She has her business. That's all she had. Worked hard for it. And now she got to beg the people not to break into her business at night or at any time. Because sometimes they break in the daytime. No cops are coming. No cops are going to protect the citizen, a law-abiding citizen. This is not the way it's supposed to be. We need to do it all over again. This is not the way it's supposed to be. As Patti LaBelle says, this is not the way it's supposed to be. Well, there's some people down in Florida saying law and order is just common sense, right? This is from Fox. Florida sheriff has been making headlines for their no-nonsense approach. The Lee County Sheriff is no exception. They're like, uh-uh, don't come down here with this mess. Watch this from our ex.
You want to come here and enjoy life? You come enjoy your life. We welcome everyone. The second side of that, you want to pay real close attention to. If you think you're going to deal poison and commit crime, stay clear of Lee County, Florida, and our great state of Florida. We're ready and we will absolutely find you, hunt you down, and charge you to the fullest extent of the law. And think about where we are today. People should apologize for keeping law and order. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Safe havens? The only thing safe in my county is it's safe to assume and know that if you deal drugs, you're going to jail. We're not going to help people take drugs. We're going to help people that have drug addictions and get them the help they need. And we're going to help the dealers to be incarcerated. It's pretty simple. I mean, and why should we say, I'm sorry? No, we're not apologizing for keeping people safe. That's not happening here. Okay. New York getting people punched in the face for walking down the street. This is lawlessness. I mean, what has our world come to? I could tell you, politicians are worried about getting reelected rather than doing and saying what's right. And it really is disappointing. And I just can't believe what we're talking about today and the random acts of violence that are everywhere.
This is what happens when men are in charge. When men are in charge. Let your anger go so you can be free. Let your emotions go, which are not your own. Let those thoughts go, which are not your own. What you're feeling, and I talked about this Sunday in our fellowship, what you're feeling in you, inside of you, you're feeling that. And no one outside of you is to blame for what you are feeling, fear and jealousy and anger and doubt and worry. Let all that go. Because things are going to get worse before they get better. They're probably never going to get better, but they can get better with you. That's a tough share. That's what happens when men are in control. They don't take no mess. Fox is reporting that the sheriff had a clear message for those who keep voting for the far left policies. He said, I tell people all the time, and it's probably not popular to some, if you don't like living with law and order, have a nice day. Leave. If you don't like living with law and order, have a nice day. Leave. Go back to where you came from because we don't want you here. Can they get it clear? What happened to that America? What happened to that America? I want my country back. I want it back. But it's not coming back. So I do recognize that clearly. It will not come back. And the enemies of God is making sure it doesn't come back. And if you notice, only thing they do daily, the one thing they do daily, is to store fear into you. They make you become afraid all the time. Afraid of something. When I come back, your phone calls, your super chats, I have a story for you that is horrifying, unbelieving, unbelievable. And just back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I'm glad. That's one thing that's clear to me now, too. I am not my body. Isn't that weird? And so as a result, you're free from that. Couple announcements. Number one is that this Thursday is the women's forum for ladies only at 7 p.m. The women's forum at 7 p.m. Every third Thursday night of the month for ladies only. First Thursday night of the month for men only. Sunday morning for everybody and their mama. If you're black, everybody and they mama. So come on down, ladies. We're going to have a hootenanny of a time. What a time. What a time. What a time. When all God's children get together. What a time. What a time, what a time. We're gonna have a time. We're gonna have a time. This Thursday, we are gonna have a time. And so this Thursday at 7 p.m., the Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. At 9 a.m. Pacific time, from 9 to 11, and he's on fire. He has on his King of the Cane shirt today. You know he's on fire. The King of the Curse of the Cage. And then at 11 a.m., Monday through Thursday, Joel Friday TV, he black, on fire. Y'all heard him this morning? On fire. You can't believe this is happening in his country. Like, what? The homeless people get all the free stuff, and the working class suffering for it. They can't even afford insurance. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. The American Anchor Baby. At 12 noon Pacific time, a genius. I don't even think he realized he's a genius. I think we just know it. You know how we see it, but you can't see it. But he is. I want at our 12 noon Pacific time, all right? I want to show you all something. Get ready for this. When I use the word horrifying and when they write the word horrifying and disturbed, this is one time it was the right word. And this is happening in broad daylight, I believe, in the United States of America. This is not happening in a foreign country. This is happening right here at home in America today. This is the Old Testament. I hope for those who want it that you take control of your own world. You can literally take control of your own world. You really can. Are you ready for this? I'm about to show you something that is going to be ready for this. And for you emotional people, check your emotions right now because you're going to overreact to this if you don't. Anybody want to live in New York anymore? This is from the New York Post and TMZ. Horrifying video shows a masked fiend choke a woman with a belt on a New York City street and drag her body between cars to rape her. The suspect is in police custody thanks to the man's mother. Watch this from X. Get ready for this. Watch this from X.
There he goes. What? What? Don't touch. Tiene pantalones blanco. He don't got no hat on, right?
She passed out. A black man did it. He looked black. Allegedly did it. That's in the United States of America, New York City, according to the report. This woman appears to be just walking down the street, hands in her pocket, going about her day, purse on her shoulder. This guy walked up and allegedly put a belt around her neck and choked her out, dragging her, and took her between two cars, according to the report, and raped her. No police around, because Black Lives Matter told y'all to get rid of the police. Black Lives Matter said, get rid of police brutality. Y'all said yes. No such thing as police brutality, by the way. But y'all said yes to that. I want to show you that one more time from New York Post and TMZ. This woman, according to the story, just walking down the street. I don't need to read the whole story over again, but walking down the street, some guy you're going to see walk up behind her, put a belt around her neck, drag her down, and drag her behind two cars, and according to the report, raped her. And then there's somebody recording it. Somebody is watching this happen, and there's wherever they were recording it. They didn't go down. It doesn't appear they went down to, well, that's security camera? Oh, surveillance camera. It's all surveillance cameras. In the United States of America, because y'all listen to some black people who told you to get rid of your cops. It's racist. Think about that. You listen to some angry, no good people who hate white people and was in for themselves tell you it's racist to have cops, get rid of the cop, their police brutality, and you got rid of your cops. And look what's happening now. They're not around to save y'all from this. Watch this from X. Little lady walking.
What?
You got a belt around her neck.
Tiene pantalones blanco. He don't got no hat on, right?
And drag her like. You got rid of the police, right? And now the black people are running wild. This is why we had the cops vote to prevent this from happening. But they told y'all to get rid of the cops, and y'all said, okay. You voted yes. You voted yes to get rid of the cops. You voted yes to get rid of the cops. And now employees are begging and homeless people, don't break into my business, or the people, homeless people and the thugs, don't break into my business, don't break into my car, don't do this, I'm poor. Because the cops are not going to come to protect you. You got rid of the cops. You got rid of the cops. You got rid of the cops. And now the lawless people are running the insane asylum. I don't know what to say. In the United States of America, my country was not like this when I was growing up. America used to be great. It ain't great no more. Now, you can run around and say it and feel good about it, but you're lying. America's not great. This woman, according to the report, walking down the road, mind her own business, some thug walked up behind her, put a belt around her neck. She fell down, choked, it looked like she passed out, and he took her behind the car and raped her in broad daylight. Not a cop came running. Didn't see anyone or hear anyone screaming for the cops. No one went down to help her, it seems. According to the New York Post, listen to this. Now, this is what I was somewhat surprised by, but not when some of my producers told me about this part. This is from the New York Post. The unemployed married father of two has been struggling with drinking and drug issues in recent weeks. I wonder if he needs to visit San Francisco. They have the answer. More drugs, free drugs, free vodka, free alcohol. So in according to this story, from the New York Post, the unemployed married father of two has been struggling with drinking and drug issues in recent weeks. Since learning his father died last month. That's his excuse. Since learning his father died last month, according to his mom, the suspect, his wife, and their daughter had been living in North Carolina. While they were staying with the wife's parents, but recently moved back. So they recently moved back from North Carolina where they were staying with the wife's parents, and the mother, turned this guy in. And according to the story, he had a wife and a daughter. Oh, but his daddy died. And his daddy died. I just couldn't hear when daddy died. So I became a drunk and a drug addict. And then I went out, according to the story, and raped the woman in broad daylight. Because daddy died. And when daddy died, I just couldn't handle it. And that's the excuse. In broad daylight, in the United States of America, because you voted to get rid of the cops. Because Black Lives Matter told you to get rid of the cops. They hate the order of God. They hate God. They hate the order of the family, God's family. They hate America. They hate everything that's good about America. And they told you to get rid of the cops. And you said, okay, let's vote out the cops. What are you supposed to be doing? Get ready, folks. It's going to be a bumpy ride. It's going to get worse. Evil ain't playing. Evil hate you. Evil hate every soul. And evil want you dead. And evil is afraid you might find God. And it doesn't want that to happen. And evil is working in every human being, everyone, every. All who are born of the woman are born of evil. Become evil later. Not like you're not necessarily born that way, but you become traumatized by your mother, grandmother, mama, and no support from your daddy, no protection. And this is what happens. Black Lives Matter told y'all to get rid of the cops, and you did it. Black Lives Matter told y'all to get rid of the cops, and you did it. Because the white people just want to be nice. They want the blacks to know that they love them. They're not racist against them. They're not white supremacists against them. 888-775-3773. Jason out of Buffalo, New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Jason. Are we still having an issue with the phone?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to put Jason on hold because I'm not sure if he just tripped out somewhere or maybe it's on our end. Let me go to Jerry out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on, Jesse?
All is well. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing good. I just want to ask, what in the world, like, got into you to, like, be aware? Like, what woke you up?
I was tired of suffering, Jason. Jerry. I used to have a lot of fear. I was very emotional. And I just couldn't. I was going to church, different churches here in L.A., and I was doing what the preacher said, but nothing worked for me. So finally, because even though I was going to church, paying my tithe and offering, volunteering in church and all kind of stuff, I was not free. I had fear and all that. And so I asked God to let me see myself. And it's just been amazing ever since then.
Interesting. I just wanted to bring that up because, just listening to you and I've called you before, it's like kind of like normal to talk and to talk about these things. Yes. When you talk to somebody else, it feels like, I can't really explain it. It just feels like I'm talking to like an AI or something. Like they're not even real or something. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
It's like hard to explain. It's like it's weird, but I also want
to
just say
it's hard to talk. Hold that thought, but it's hard to talk to people about real things like this. People want to talk about nothing, zero.
Yeah,
and it's boring, and it's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy and voice and everything. They don't want to talk about real issues like this,
and it don't make money. When I found out truth, I ran to my family. You know, before I didn't know to not run to my family, but I assumed that my family would know truth like me. So I was like, "Hey, y'all, this is what's," and they're like looking at me crazy. I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like I don't know, man. But I wanted to speak on like free will because I know a couple of days ago you guys were talking about free will. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I feel like a person saying they have free will got to be like one of the dumbest things I've ever heard because it's like nobody asked to be here. So if we got free will, if I have free will, I will will my way out of this earth.
Me too,
I'm
man.
I'm stuck here. I'm stuck. So it's like if I got free will, I can walk out the door and a squirrel smack me in the face. You know what I mean? I can't control that. So, how you got free will and you wouldn't even actually be born here?
If I had free will, I would, as you just said, if I have free will, I will will myself all the way to glory right now.
Hey, last thing, because I don't want to hold up your time. I know you got callers. I wanted to, you always say about how, the mothers worshiped, and I guess, God put me in a situation to be able to see clearly of how the mothers worship. Because I'm, you know, I'm dating a female, and I came to, you know, I talked to you a while ago, but I going through finances and stuff, and I had to live with her mom. So long story short, just I could see how, like, worshipped her mother was. You know what I'm saying? It was like everything was going through her. Every little thing was being told towards her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're moving away. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to you, there's no telling what I would have did, but they're moving states away. And I told, you know, I told my lady, I said, we ain't following them. Like, nice. We gotta do our own thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if we follow her, then that means we're gonna follow them wherever they go. So I just wanted to point that out, that thank you, because like I'm in a situation now where like I feel like, you know, I'm from the country, so like I go based off like vibes and energy. You know what I'm saying? And boy, I can feel the energy. Like when her family's there, like you can, it feels like this demon's just like looking at me, because I feel hated. You know what I'm saying?
And you are hated.
A decision like that.
Yeah.
I can't, and I'm telling my girl Jessie, and I'm like, she at first didn't understand, you know, because she's blinded by family. Like family's like an illusion or something. She's just like blind. She think like family can't do wrong. Well, really, family the one that do you in the worst way.
Absolutely, but, man. Did she stay behind? Did she let them go and stay back with you?
Well, see, that's the crazy part, Jesse, because I talked to you a long time ago, and you was like, I don't even know how you could think of marrying her when she's like, at first, she just didn't understand. But then when she kind of was like waking up and like, oh, I kind of understand what he's saying, you know, she's by my side. And now she's being attacked by her family. Now they say little hateful, slick stuff to her. Like, they say things like, oh, you don't belong here. These are things that they're saying to her now. And I said, see? Because you're not worshiping your mom, and you want to grow and be your own woman, you are hated now. They don't love you no more. They loved you when you was going to follow them. But
they
now,
didn't love her then either. They didn't love her. If they had loved her, they wouldn't try to stop her. So did she stay behind with you?
Yeah, she stayed behind me. But yeah, everybody, you know, it is what it is. But man, I understand what you mean by worship the mother. Like they like. And, oh, one last thing, Jesse. It was even to the point where when I was living with them, I already had the idea. You told me, you was like, hey, get an apartment, get up out of there. And I did that. The moment you told me, I said, I got to get up out of here, because her mom literally was using her daughter to like flirt with me and stuff. I think, I feel like she was trying to like break my relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I feel like she was like using her daughter to like try to like, you know, get me to do something. And I like, I'm aware of that, and I see that, and she don't like that I'm aware of what she's trying to do.
Amazing. Absolutely,
ain't
man.
That's ain't evil. That evil, Jesse?
That's evil. What right, a mess.
Talking to me. It's a mess, Jesse. It's a mess, boy.
All right, buddy. Good to talk to you.
Good talking to you, man.
All right. When I come back, we're going to your super chats and your phone calls. Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. I can't believe this time.
What God?
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing.
Abortion drugs in Louisiana. The Louisiana is cracking down on them. Nice, maybe. Baltimore bridge drama. Meghan Markle is 43% Nigerian, guys. And she's over in Nigeria along with so-called Prince Harry, the husband. And Drew Barrymore is a pet mom of many. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, May 17th, AD 2024. JLP will be right back for the third hour. The lines are full, guys. But first, fake news, not fake news. What people are watching, according to the far-left female-run outlet The Skim, Louisiana. State lawmakers on track to pass a measure next month that would classify mifepristone and misoprostol, the drugs used to kill the babies unborn, end pregnancies, they call it, as controlled dangerous substances, similar to narcotics. That's a fact. It's deadly. If it passes, anyone caught with the drugs without a valid prescription or outside of a doctor's office could face a fine of up to $5,000 or possible prison time. The measure is an amendment to a bill that would make it a crime to give a pregnant person, they call it, probably they called it a pregnant woman or a young lady, abortion medication without her consent. Louisiana already bans abortions except in the cases where the mother's life is in danger or for medically futile pregnancies. The more than 240 Louisiana doctors reportedly called out the amendment as not scientifically based. But doctors are liberal and not to be trusted. It's a fact. Look it up. Baltimore Bridge, which is no more. CNN reports the trapped cargo ship Dali, D-A-L-I, will hopefully be refloated this week after authorities set off explosives at a key portion of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore on Monday, yesterday, so said an official. The charges helped demolish a portion of the bridge wreckage that was resting on the ship, a move meant to help free the vessel nearly 7 weeks. It's only been 7 weeks after it struck the bridge and caused the span to collapse, killing six so-called construction workers who were filling potholes on the bridge. Filling potholes, and the bridge collapses. What's the use? And then they get killed, many of them. During the planned detonation, a chunk of the collapsed structure appeared to fall away from the ship and into the water, though a portion of the wreckage remained on top of the vessel, so said a video. Meghan Markle visited Nigeria as a duchess, and she left as an African princess. That's what the Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, says. Learn about Harry and Meghan's visit to Nigeria. They want you to do it on their Commie Nonsense website. Is she an ex-Duchess of Sussex? Didn't they surrender their duties, forsook their duties? She explored her Nigerian ancestry after discovering several years ago she's 43% Nigerian through a genealogy test. So maybe she should stay there and get out of our lives. Drew Barrymore, her life is filled with pets, just as she likes it, says CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. The actress, they call her an actor, producer gal, and daytime talk show hostess. I've talked about her talk show on the Hake Report. She's a quote-unquote pet mom to quite a crew. Two dogs, four cats, a bearded dragon. Hey, those lizards are cool. A fish and a snake. I knew I liked that gal. Anyway, scientists say they've discovered a phonetic alphabet in whale calls. Whale calls, says CNN. Researchers have identified previously unknown complexity in whale communication. How do they sound? Something like that? Maybe not. With the help of artificial intelligence, AI, although what whales are saying remains a mystery to human ears and minds. Nice, huh? Rest in peace, David Sanborn. Sanborn, influential saxophonist, saxophone player, sax player, who found success across pop, R&B, jazz, and more. He died Sunday at the tender age of 78, gone too soon. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2018, but continued performing till recently. Six-time Grammy, he played with Rolling Stones, toured with Stevie Wonder and Davey Bowie. Well, rest in peace, young man. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP.
Somewhere in the world today,
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
I have to tell you that, excuse me, that story we showed you earlier with the young lady allegedly being raped, choked with a belt in broad daylight in New York City. And they, I mean, well, oh, at night. Oh, it looked like it was daytime, but it was at night. And he choked her, according to the story, with a belt, dragged her behind cars and raped her. That is the saddest story of this year. It's hard to believe. It's just hard. Well, not hard to believe anymore, because it is now, that our country has come to that. If you didn't see that story, you can podcast last hour's show. It happened at night, not the daylight, but at night, according to the story. A young lady walking down the road, some guy just walked up behind her with a belt, put her around her neck, choked her, and dragged her behind the cars. Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson, and welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. It is a doozy. What does evil look like inside of you? What does evil look like inside of you? You ever wonder about that? What does evil look like? Not inside someone else. How about for once in your life, take a look at yourself. Nobody else. Just look at you. Look at yourself and see how evil you are so you can overcome it. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're, like, busy running around and you just don't have time to sit and watch it live. And I understand some around the world, some people are not able to, but you can podcast all shows by going to, and you can be listening but while doing what you're doing, no matter what you're doing, at the beach or whatever. You can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on at 605-615-4131. All right? And don't forget to follow us on social media. I don't mention social media a lot anymore, but follow us. Like, ring the bell, subscribe, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We are on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and cozy.tv/JLP. Cozy. We're a crisis king. Cozy.tv/JLP. All right. So I appreciate it. It's Tuesday. It's the last hour of the show today. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Who?
Amazing. Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday. Let me do some super chats.
Super chats.
Stout Beer Tonight over on Kick. No, Twitch. JC Lee Peterson Twitch, I believe. Says, hello, Jesse. Don't you just wish you could relax and not have so many judgments on the world? The world is crazy and is much bigger than just America. Live long and prosper. Judge not, lest you are judged. Don't worry, be happy.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. What a mess. Thank you.
That is, I think that's kick.com/JC Lee Peterson.
Kick.
Yeah, but we are on both Kick and Twitch. Gregatron bought a coffee. I tuned into the Anchor Babies show last night. I like his show because it's very relaxing, very peaceful. Shout out to the caller Kareem with the rap verse. Let's get this soundtrack going. Kareem, Joel, Hassan, Big Bump, and the rest of them, et cetera, et cetera.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Gregatron.
The American Anchor Baby show is Monday through Thursday at 12 noon. And on Fridays, 12 noon Pacific time. And on Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific time. All right? Amazing.
Billy bought a coffee. How do we glorify God?
How do you go? I don't know. By not doing it.
Yeah, and that'll happen?
Yeah. I don't even know what that means, to be honest. What does that mean?
I don't know, but in the Bible, different people glorified God.
How?
It doesn't say.
Oh.
Like when he saw something, he glorified God, something like that.
Maybe thank God for it or something?
Might have been.
Or knew it from God. I don't know. I don't want to guess. I don't know. But thank you.
Alexander Watts donated a very generous donation.
It's amazing that the number of sayings that Christians have.
I know. And they have no clue what it means either.
I know.
Or at least they don't explain it very clearly.
Because they don't know what it means at all. It has no meaning. But it just sounds so holy and so saved to say it.
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you.
Alexander with a Cash App donation, very generous, and he says, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate your support. Thank you.
Canadian David is a monthly supporter on a Rumble subscriber. The dog as pet thing is weird and regressive. It's objectively said from someone who has a pet dog. I love them, but objectively see pet worship and culture as futile.
Pet worship and intend to mount to God worshiping. It's to say they're worshiping the pets over God. That's why it just feel good. It just feel like you love them and they love you and you just do all that. I need to say it even though you're here. But it's really they have put the animals before God. And you should have no other God before God. But it's like putting a wife or a husband or money or anything before God. And that's what this animal thing is all about, is putting the animal before God. Amazing. Thank you.
Also on Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App, Stefan donated and with no message.
Thank you.
David Zixxer, ZXXXR, bought a coffee. Fellowship was amazing. It's great to continue to watch you deal with challenging situations, such as that young lady with the ego. Your ability to remain calm and patient whilst always knowing what to say is inspirational, was what it drew me to you. I've seen this transition in myself since I apologized to my parents, starting to do the silent prayer and watching my false self. Keep up the great work, Jesse, and the amazing experts.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for helping us to help others. And stay with it. The truth is available for all those who really want it. It's so interesting. I'm trying to figure out, how did God come up with the idea to create a new kingdom but decided to hide it from those who didn't want it? It's like hidden, but not hidden. is right inside of us for all those who want it, and it's hidden away from those who don't want it. The average person can't, you don't know, they don't know, what are you talking about? Forgive. What do you mean you're not your thoughts, you're not your pain, you're not your emotions, you're not this, you're not your body? What do you mean by that? It don't make sense. It's hidden away from those who don't really want it. Isn't that amazing? But thank you.
Thank you, Daver ZX6R. I have a hard time reading that name. Aries 1 with a diamond, no message on DLive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shimshon donated 3 coffees. Hey, Jesse, give a shout out to the State of Israel, celebrating today our 75th independence. Love from Tiberias.
God, the State of Israel?
Yeah.
God bless Israel. Really. I love Israel. And this is what? This
75th independence. Anniversary of independence, I guess.
Right on. And what was this?
Oh, heart.
Oh.
Heart emoji. Red one. Shiny.
Like that?
Well, it's not. He didn't do the hands. There's actually a emoji that looks like his hands doing this, but it's just a little heart. Here, look. Let me show it to you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, God bless us and happy birthday.
Indeed.
Oh, amazing.
Also on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Melissa says, have lots to say, but most importantly, forgave Dad plus his wife, seems to be releasing. Thanks for the unforeseen advice. Oh, and Trump 2024 to all the listeners. Smiley face. God bless Jesse and all.
Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support.
Zorak 90 on cozy.tv/JLP says, I got
a crisis key.
I got the newsletter, by the way, guys. Thanks for that, JLP.
Oh, thank you. If you, the newsletter is amazing. It is amazing, and it's free. It's free. Finally, something free, huh? And if you would like a copy of the newsletter, or even a couple copies to kind of give out, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com. Rebuildingdemand.com, right?
Yeah, rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe.
Subscribe.
Direct way.
Or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND, to order your newsletter, the free copy. And you can, if put in your address on rebuildingdemand.com, we'll get it out to you. You're going to love the newsletter. What the? Thank you.
Ramel in the Loop bought a coffee. Can we get Mary Janie on the Fallen State? That's a woman in love with Jesus. She Irish. She can't calm down.
Who's that? Amazing.
A caller who called into your show, I think. And then she called into my show, too, on Friday.
What's her name?
Mary Janie.
Mary Janie?
Uh-huh.
Amazing. Thank you.
My mom.
Oh, your mother.
Yeah.
Oh, what a nice lady.
Indeed.
Hey, Mary G.
Belated Happy Mother's Day.
What's her name? Mary Jane?
Mary Janie. Yeah.
Mary Jane?
Yeah, Mary Janie. She loves to say, my name's Mary Janie, and I don't smoke pot.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She is my main thing. Mary likes her. But that song is about pot or something.
Or yeah, that acid. Song is.
Oh, okay.
Rick's song is.
Rick James. Is it Rick James?
Amazing. Yeah.
Amazing. But thank you. Appreciate it.
Also on DLive.tv/JC Lee Peterson, Evgeny Crosby with a diamond. Michelle Obama just bought some sandwiches from Subway.
Michelle, love her tamales. Amazing. Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby trying to get me in trouble. Amazing Asia bought a coffee saying, NYC is so dangerous. I'm so scared to live here. Jesse, can you please help me raise money to leave? So hard to save money when everything is so expensive. I ain't too proud to beg at this point. It's bad out here. I want out.
Ain't too proud to beg. Do what Nick said this morning. The anchor baby said, go out on the street and beg for money. You make more money that way.
Yeah.
What the?
Work your scam.
Yeah. Thank you.
Deus intra bada coffee. World is decades away from a fusion-powered civilization. It will make AI look stupid.
Amazing. Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby with a couple of more diamonds. That story in New York, the guy yelled this MAGA country and proceeded to do his business.
Who did?
I think he's kidding, but he's acting like the guy who did the lasso with the belt.
That's probably the saddest story I heard this year.
Rough.
Or last year, and I've heard some bad stories over years. But for that lady, just think about it. This lady just walking down the road, buying her own business. Some guy allegedly walks up behind her with a belt, put it around her neck, dragging her down to the ground, and looked like he may have choked her because she seemed to have passed out.
She knocked her head on the pavement.
Oh, well, it looked like something happened, and she seemed to have passed out.
Yep.
And he took her out of the car, raped her, according to the story, in broad daylight. Well, not broad daylight, I keep saying that, at night, but it happened. Think about that. That ain't America. They took the police away. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. What you dealing with today, Hake, on the Hake Report at 9 a.m. this morning?
We'll see, but I have this... I saw this demographics chart by state in terms of percent white, 90% white, 90-something percent white to 30% white in terms of these states.
Right.
And that was kind of interesting to me. And talk about, like dirty women and stuff like that.
Dirty women?
Yeah, how they like to promote all kinds of mess.
I think that white people need to do... All white people need to do what they did in Louisiana, break away.
Yeah.
And just have their own white area with their own white police, with their own white school, with their own white businesses. That's just fight to break away like they did in Louisiana. I think that white city that broke away from the rest of the folks should become the norm. It should become an example for all white people. You got to fight and break away since you're afraid to speak up. It's too late now. But you got to fight and break away. What do you think about that?
It makes my heart sink that that it's too late to just do it the normal way.
Yeah. Before you run, I asked the S first early. I just want that one story. Are you afraid? Do you love your... How did this thing go? Do you love your pain? Right,
yeah,
Sean?
Something like that.
Oh, why don't you drop your pain?
Because I don't want to drop my pleasures.
Oh. That's a... Right? That's an honest answer. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Terrible. It reminds me... I said that partly because it reminds me of this Tupac song.
What?
Something, something, something. Out of pleasure, there's pain. And then it goes on.
Oh. That's a very interesting point, though.
Yeah. He died.
Sandy or Tupac?
Tupac.
Oh.
Yeah. I do like Sandy.
So you saw...
I like how slim he is.
You saw Sandy at the event last night?
Yeah, Mr. Sandman himself.
And did you touch him?
I did, actually.
You touched the dog?
I touched him. I took pictures. You know, I like to take pictures. And
all right. Did you wash your hand afterward?
At some point, I've washed my hands since that time. I even showered this
before
morning.
Before you ate or after you ate?
I touched him between eating dinner and eating dessert.
So, were you surprised he brought Sandy to the event?
Not at all. I was quite I was pleasantly surprised, put it that way.
I would have been
surprised Sean showed up.
I would have been pleasantly shocked. dog at the party. Joel Friday says Sandy is making his way in everyone's heart.
Yep.
Amazing.
Amazing. All right. So, and your shirt is about what?
Oh, it's just a shirt from.
It's a deep shirt. I like it.
Nice. Yeah, it's a.
It's like an American shirt.
Yeah, that's partly why I bought it. I went to see a buddy of mine fight. You know, King MMA type stuff, King of the Cage.
Right.
It's like a knockoff of UFC. And I don't know if I saw him fight, but I saw this T-shirt, and so I got this cool T-shirt.
That's a nice shirt.
Yeah.
It's a manly shirt.
Yeah, it has an bald eagle.
Yeah.
It has an American flag. And a security guard guy at the airport one time saw me wearing this shirt or one of these like it.
Right.
And said, "You don't look like a cage fighter." Like, what do you mean? I skip arm day.
Anyway. Will you be surprised if I was invited to the Mike Tyson's fight?
I would be surprised a little bit.
Why?
Pleasantly surprised. Like Sandy getting invited to the Knicks party. Anchor Baby party.
Yeah. I might not go. I mean, I don't know if I'm going, but.
Oh, yeah, because he's actually doing a fight with that beast, Jake Paul.
And I know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows Mike Tyson.
Nice.
It's kind of that way.
It would be hard to watch for me because he's 57, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't look like it right now.
He might when he fights Jake Paul.
Yeah.
That's rough. I don't envy either of those guys.
Joel said, "Give me the ticket." Yeah, I'm just not sure if I'm going to go to it or not because I got some things I have to do.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
When is it?
Sometime soon, I think. Huh. This summer or something. But I think Mike is going to beat the guy. I mean, I don't know, of course, but he seems so strong right now and determined.
Yeah, but he's been putting out a lot of propaganda. I haven't seen Jake Paul's propaganda, other than him slugging his friend in the gut and him like doubling over in pain.
Maybe Jake Paul is scared to put out propaganda.
We'll see.
Amazing. Anyway, 888-775-3773-888-77 Jesse, thank you all so much for your support. Let me go to Juan out of Washington State. Juan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
I just want to answer the biblical question.
What? Hold on. What does evil look like inside of you? Inside of you, what does evil look like?
I know that the answer that most people give is like fear and resentment and hate and all those things.
Right.
But in reality, they all look like demons because that's what they are. And I think we just give them these names to cover up the fact that they are demons and they are evil. And I don't know if you remember, well, you probably don't remember, but we had a counseling session where I shared with you that about a year before I found you, one day I was crying out to God, quote unquote, in my living room, and I saw this thing inside of me kind of laugh at me when I was doing the hooping and hollering thing. And I've stared evil at the face. I just didn't understand what was going on and what was controlling me at the time.
Right.
But yeah, evil is just demons and these spirits that disguise themselves as these words that we have given them.
Very, very, very interesting, Juan. I want to respond so bad, but I got to hold it until Sunday. But very interesting, man.
And one other thing I wanted to ask about, it was pretty interesting to talk to or to hear you talk with your experts about dropping the pain.
Yes.
I've been observing myself for a year now. So, like, I found you like a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And I've been observing myself since then, doing the observation in the morning and in the night. At first it was hard, but lately I've been noticing that it's harder for me to stay in the silent prayer. Like, I get overwhelmed with all these thoughts, and I don't really feel pain, but it's just like the thoughts overwhelm me and I stop like 10 minutes in. But I've been able to go to like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But how do I drop that to where, how can I just drop everything? Like, all the things that I'm still battling with. Well, not me, but this thing in me.
You drop it by stop. Stop battling with it. Don't fight with it at all. And just drop it. Once you stop fighting with it, it's gone. But you got to not fight with it, period. It want you to fight. It want you to fight with it, because as long as you're fighting with it, you're keeping it alive. And you're being deceived in thinking that there's something you can do about it, because there's nothing you can do about it. Just stop fighting right. with it, and it'll be gone.
I think one of the reasons why it's so hard for us to drop it is because it's what we've identified with our whole lives.
Are you in your car or something?
No, I'm at work, and that's a radio.
Oh, I thought the police were chasing you.
No. I'm at work.
Oh, stop by. The reason that you should stop fighting with it too, because there's nothing there to fight with.
Right.
It's an illusion that there's something there to fight. There's really nothing there to fight.
Another thing I wanted to mention is that I just realized this earlier too. Like, I know who I am. I just forgot who I am.
Absolutely.
And that's with everybody, because, like, I go back reflecting on when I was a kid. I didn't have my parents growing up. Both my parents passed away when I was very young, and I was raised by my aunt. And I think it was very easy for me to forgive her, because she wasn't directly my mother. But I start reflecting on times where, as a kid, I was in the woods, you know, going to the river, just doing things as a kid without no supervision around. And I used to have the best time of my life when I was doing those things.
I remember those good old days, too, like that, man. Growing up in Alabama, the same thing.
Yeah, climbing up on a tree and falling down with nobody around and barely making it. And I realized that's the real me. That's that kid that didn't have those worries, that didn't have all these conditioning that we've allowed. Or not allowed, but that we've been put through.
Been traumatized. Absolutely, man. I remember those days when I was out there by myself just doing my thing. My parents were not worried about me. They weren't scared that I may hurt myself or anything. Just out there having a good time.
It's the best time.
As a kid.
The best time.
Yeah. What a mess. Grandpa, tell me about the good days. But as far as the silent prayer, just do the silent prayer. Watch the thought. And if you just stay with it, eventually you will drop him. It'll just be done.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing to go back to. I mean, even in my relationship at home, it's like I'm at peace, but I see the devil come out in my wife.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I'm still there is because I don't want to leave my kids in hell, in her hell. And I'm the only thing that prevents her from, you know, attacking my kids.
I understand.
I feel like if I wasn't there, it would be bad for my kids.
Absolutely. But just don't argue with her at all. Let her be in her own hell by herself. Don't fight with her. Don't argue with her. Don't try to prove anything to her. And if she's ready to come out of her hell, she will. But if not, there's nothing you can do about her hell.
Right. Yeah, and I've come to realize that, too.
Amazing. Thank you, Juan. Good to hear from you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
All right, man. You have a good one. God bless everybody there.
You too,
man. And tell Joel to stop being a beta.
Amazing. He can hear you.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Treasure Chest is now open on DLive. I'll be back in a moment. Whatever, dear. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. There's one line open at 888-775-3773. Couple announcement. Number one, the women's forum is this Thursday, if the Lord is willing, and the Crete don't rise. If the Lord is willing and the Crete don't rise at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Come on down, ladies. every Thursday night of the month, for ladies only. And then at the top of this hour, the Hake Report.com, the Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com, at 11 a.m., no, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. James Hake is on fire, and it's H-A-K-E, Hake. And at 11 a.m. this morning, Monday through Thursday, Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, saving one soul at a time. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Natural energy given to him by God. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Check out our merch. We have amazing merch at rebuildingdemand.com/store. rebuildingdemand.com/store. Hats, mugs, t-shirt. And get ready, the amazing Tar Baby. This is an amazing shirt, too. The American Amazing Tar Baby. The Great White Hope. Amazing. Your daddy didn't leave you. He left your mama. And that's the truth. A lot of other good stuff there, all right? So check it out. Hoodies and everything. At rebuildingdemand.com/store. And go to Bond. We need your support. Go to BOND or rebuildingdemand.com and make a donation. Or call Bond at 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. All right? BOND. And we need your support. We got a lot of work to do. We're building this network of 24-hour talk with men only. You don't have to agree with me all the time, but 24-hour talk. It's time to bring men back in charge. We got to do something to try to save it. So we're building this network. And also, thank you for your support for that. Our Entrepreneur Academy. And we have a credit union for that. And so, thank you. I mentioned, and then I'll get back to your call real fast here. But I mentioned that there's a kingdom of heaven within us. And that kingdom is hidden from those who don't want it. it's hidden from those who just read the Bible or the atheists or whatever you say you are. And it's only available to those who want it. Only for those who want it. And you have to want it. And it is done. You no longer have to be a slave to sin, to fear, to anger, to doubt. You don't have to be emotional, whether you agree or disagree. You don't have to feel anything about it. You can have your world right here on earth and be in perfect peace. And when you find that kingdom, here is what happens. Watch this.
If, by Rudyard Kipling, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Amazing.
By Rudyard Kipling.
Love that. That is the kingdom of heaven, right here on earth. That is the kingdom of heaven. Amazing, huh? When you can treat triumph and loss in the same way, you're in heaven. Really. When you can, and you can live that way right here on earth. Now, I haven't had a conversation with the great white hope, Donald Trump, at all about these things. I believe, and I don't know what's in store for him or anything, but he's living it. You can live it. I can live it. Anyone that wants it can live it right here on earth. But you got to lose everything that you think is. You got to treat defeat and triumph in the same way. They're both imposters. You got to treat being poor or rich in the same way. They're both imposters. You got to get rid of all your ideas about God and his son. Let them all go. And then you have it. You got to get rid of your color. You even got to get rid of male and female. And just be. You got to let go of all your not you. You're not your emotions. You're not your fears. You're not your doubts. You're not your worries. You're not your jealousies. You're not your insecurities. You're not your revenge. You're not your gossiping. You're none of those things. But you believe it, so it is. but it's not true. You can have the kingdom of heaven. You can have the brand new testament right here on earth is at hand. It really is at hand, but you got to see that you're none of the things that you think you are and don't accept it as you. And just know that everything that is happening with you, inside of you, is you. It's happening in you. Stop blaming anyone else for the way you feel and what you think. It's in you, dummy. Well, I don't mean to call you dummy, but it's dumb. It's in you. And you blame someone else for the way you feel. You have an argument with someone else and you disagree and you yell and you blame them that you're feeling that way and they have nothing to do with it. That's in you. Get your house in order. 888-77. I love that. So that's for everybody that wanted it. 888-7753-773. Then we go to Rick out of Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Everybody and their mama will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson show for Knowledge Today, brother.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, man. What the?
Man, you was talking about how the immigrants, now they want to force you to let them stay.
Rick, speak up a little bit for me.
Okay, yeah. Now, with the illegal immigration going on, those that supported Biden, you don't ever hear them bring it up at all. It's like they just don't see it. You understand what I'm saying, Jesse?
Well, they do see it, and they see it clearly, but this is election time, and they're just lying to you about it. But they do see it.
And to me, who was President Joe Biden's best campaigner?
Rick, come back to your phone.
Yeah. Can you hear me now, Jesse?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Do you know who seems like that campaigns and support Jesse more than anything? Mostly blacks. They don't have a clue about inflation, immigration, crime, and another thing to say too.
According to the polls and the little surveys they do, they're saying that more blacks, especially black men, are now supporting Donald Trump than they are with Biden, especially black men. It appears that the black women, and not all, but a lot of black women are still supporting Joe Biden because he's making them feel good about being wrong.
Yeah, President Biden, very weak, man. I mean, weak. And I won't believe that blacks won't wake up until I believe them. When I see that 95% they vote for the Democrats drop down, that's when I believe it.
I understand it. Yeah.
Amazing. We've been voting for him so long. Well, I don't vote for him. Well,
were you ever a Democrat?
Yes, I was.
I know that I was too.
The last time I voted for a Democrat was when I voted for Al Gore. And even then I was more like.
When you voted for Al Gore, you say?
Yeah, that was the last Democrat I voted for. Al Gore.
Oh, amazing.
And I was like, I was seeing some things about the Democratic Party. And like I said, I was Democratic Party because, you follow your family tradition.
Yeah.
I've been voting Democrat ever since then to Al Gore. After that, man, I started voting conservative, And it's a
great name. I had some family members. I have family members tell me I was born a Democrat, I'm going to die a Democrat. And then now that this thing has happened with Biden, the economy is bad, and everything is bad, they changed their mind and now they're voting for Trump. I'm like, I thought you were going to die a Democrat. But they have a change of heart.
I won't believe it till I see it. When this November 2024 goes by,
yeah,
and when I see that the number went from 95% to about maybe 60%, I'll be jumping for the praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There is a God.
Amazing.
But,
thank you, man.
I'm sorry. Oh, can I say this real quick thing?
Yes.
Real quick.
Yeah.
You heard this guy named Vincent Everett Ellison? He's a pastor,
And he got a documentary going saying,
don't promote it here because I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, okay. I ain't trying to promote anything, but I'm just saying that, you know, he's a black pastor. And,
you're still promoting it.
And he's a, okay, I'm sorry. Well, anyway, I ain't trying to promote anything, but I'm just saying that.
Yeah, well, when you have stuff to promote, let my producer know first, because we get all kind of invitations and stuff, you know.
Oh, okay, I understand.
Okay.
And the Democratic Party is an evil party, man. If you don't believe this, look at your city. Look at your cities, man. All of them ran by Democrats.
Yeah.
Evil brings poverty. And look at all the big cities, man.
Absolutely.
Look at it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rick, man. Call me again.
Love y'all. Will do. God bless y'all. Love y'all, brother.
You too, buddy. Thank you. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Vladimir out of Russia. Vladimir, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for hearing my question.
Yes.
Do you agree that you must question everything, right? I've heard you say that.
Yes.
So I don't want to name all the things you talk about God and stuff. Basically, everything you think about how you should be a man and how you should pray and how you should treat things, people, places, and this world and yourself, I agree with. But, you know, I feel skeptical about one thing, so I question it. And I would like to ask you maybe a little bit inconvenient, uncomfortable question. So, for example, you know, sometimes you ask your guest, do you have anger? People tend not to be able to answer that question right away because they are not familiar with that kind of framing. And they would say, well, sometimes I get angry. Don't you, Jesse? And you would usually say, no, I've already dropped it. So all those things, they... I am a little bit skeptical about that. So is it only just you who has been born of God, truly born again of God, right? That's the term. Or are there a lot of people like that? Not all, but most, or the vice versa in your church, or maybe the people you talk to, work with and preach to as a pastor, you know,
have you heard of Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
He was born of God.
Sure. He's a son of God, right?
Right. He was born of God, so he became the son of God. You don't believe that you can overcome your anger?
I believe that, but I have not done it yet. I couldn't do it. So I'm curious, are there, like, really many people who have... I'm sorry, my English is not very good.
No, you know,
Has done it. Yeah, so are there many people who already did that and you personally?
I don't know what you mean by many, but there are people, men and women, who have overcome anger. Why can't you do it?
Right?
Why can't you do it?
I know that I'm still being controlled by my thoughts and feelings.
Why are you still being controlled by anger?
I don't know why.
I'm
still figuring that out.
Why don't you forgive?
I basically went through all the steps that you talk about, but it's not like a manual, you know, for assembling a dishwasher or something. I think that the stuff you talk about comes from common sense.
Right.
And it echoes in my mind and heart also. So I have actually forgave my mother and so forth. So, but still, you know, I feel this something rising in my chest. Then I would tell myself, hey, this is not you. It's that something else in you trying to pretend it's you.
Do you believe that?
Yes, and sometimes it works. It really is taken away from me. But sometimes it doesn't. So basically, when your guest, for example, asks you, Jesse, do you not ever get angry? You say, no, I was born again from God. So can I really, really achieve the state where I'm basically cured, you know? Like,
absolutely.
I'm purified.
I promise you, you can, Vladimir. And not only can you receive it, you can do it right this very moment and be free. You really can if you just stay present. Stay aware.
That's very good advice. I try to do it, Jesse. You know, your ideas are very, sometimes are close to Stoic philosophy, which I also used to read back then. So, yes, being in the moment and stuff. And, you know, the things I struggle with, I don't really feel like discussing on the radio show.
Right.
But I don't seem to be able to book a counseling because I filled out the form. I don't know. It's maybe you are like occupied or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I've been booked for a while for counseling, but call my office today and I'm gonna see if they have, because sometimes people, they reschedule or something. We'll try to get you in as soon as you possible. Email our front desk. I don't know what this is.
Front desk at Bond.
I can look it up on your website.
Yeah, front desk at bondinfo.org. We'll try to get you in soon. But I want real soon because I'm booked up like for months and stuff. But let me tell you this. I want you to know, Vladimir, if you just stay conscious, you could be free right now and never have to worry about hell again. Because all the stuff that you've been feeling all in your life and all the things that you've been thinking all in your life have never been you. It's never been from God. It was never you, and it still ain't you. And if you could just be conscious of that, be present, you could be free right now.
Thank you. But let me once, like last time, I understand the time is running. So you're saying to me, Vladimir, you know, as you put it, you are...
That's not right. It's not Vladimir.
Yes, you would, you would tell people, like, you're better, you're a mess. What the hell, like, right? So you're telling me there are people around you or in your church or people you talk to or you know, and some part of them, maybe not most, maybe not all, that are really not only just you, but some other people as well who achieved the perfect peace, have been born again from God, overcame anger, and now are really sons or daughters of God. You are saying me, Vladimir, that is so, right?
Well, you know, like, I can't just say that about another person. I don't know what people, you know, as the biblical question week before last was very interesting in that sense. But I'm telling you that there are people who have overcome their anger, and there are people who are dying from the ego. But
yes,
I just can't tell you that about somebody else. I'm only responsible for myself. And if I were you, then I got to run here. But if I were you, I wouldn't think about whether someone else are doing it or not, or have done it, whether it's Jesse Peterson or anyone. I would keep my eyes on myself. You're looking away from yourself by wondering if other people are doing this, if other people really overcome it. You're being deceived by evil when you turn away like that. I wouldn't look at that.
Well, that's a good point. I agree with you. It's a good point, but I will still question it.
But listen, I got to run, though. Super chat. Thank you, Vladimir.
Super chats.
Canadian David.
Do I hear the bit?
Yep.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry about that.
JLP should throw Mike Tyson some alpha jerky after the fight.
I don't know for sure if I'm going. I don't mean to put that out there at all. I just know that I've been invited. But go ahead.
Chucky V70 said, heard around the world.
By everybody and they mama.
He's a monthly paying subscriber on rumble.com/JCLeePeterson.
Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive.tv. /JC Lee Peterson, Aries 1, Evgeny Crosby, Bronconis, Scott Ashley, Sexton, Games for Wreck, and the rest of the guys. Thank you guys.
Thank you all
for the support over on the D Live.
Absolutely.
And thank you guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all. I do appreciate it. Thank you. I had planned to drop Vladimir before that, but we got him in anyway.
Nice.
Thank you all very much. The Hake Report is coming up now.
Amazing!
HakeReport.com. And then join Friday right after the Hake Report. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon right after join Friday TV. Don't worry about if somebody else doing it or not. Because I'm going to deal with this question this Sunday, though. But don't worry about it. Don't even let the devil make you think about that. You are responsible for you. Can't your eyes? That's the problem. Don't look at other people at all. You wish everybody well. All right, do the silent prayer and watch. All right, that was very interesting. I'm glad he said that because I think other people are doing the same thing. I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Wednesday, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. Manhood Hour in the third hour. Vladimir, don't let the devil do that to you. He's trying to make you take your eyes off you and say, well, who else is doing this, right? He doesn't want to leave you. He doesn't want to depart. Thomas out of California and the callers that drop. I'm out of time. Have a good one. The Hake Report coming up now. Thank you for your support. Order the newsletter. It's free. RebuildingTheMan.com. Bye, y'all. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a 5-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true. It's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at RebuildingTheMan.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.